Every year I get a kick out of the readings, especially the Gospel of this Sunday. Because, of course, it would seem to imply, if not outwardly saying, that our Lord is praising the wickedness of this servant who called all the debtors. How much do you owe? Oh, 100. Make it 50. Oh, 100. Make it 80. And so forth. And of course, the master had so much that it didn't make any difference to him per se. He just did not want his servants to be dishonest. And of course, that's the main thing here. Interestingly enough, these debtors who were bad debtors, and in no way are you supposed to imitate this, this refers us also to the beautiful epistle of St. Paul to the Romans. Brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh. To live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you shall die. We are debtors, on the other hand, to the Spirit. And thus you mortify yourselves, your flesh, your being, because it's not just the flesh, it's also the soul, the psyche. Most of the penances that we are supposed to do, and that we should do, are not just of the flesh. That comes and goes. You can whip yourself and it hurts and it smarts for a few minutes and then it's gone. But that is not the main thing. The main thing is the humiliation, the subjection of the person, the servant, which we are, to the master, which he is. Now, of course, if we mortify ourselves, and mortification is a very important part of the Catholic spiritual life, we must mortify ourselves. We must do penance upon ourselves. We must, in every way, honor God. And this includes the penances that we may do. Non-penances, like some people do, so that we can show off and tell everybody, look what I'm doing. Look how holy I am. No. That defeats the whole thing. That's pride. And of course, it's a loss. But the penances, which we do silently, secretly, that only God knows. How many times do we do a penance because maybe somebody offends us or insults us and nobody else heard it or knows it, but yet we heard it, and instead of fighting back, instead of insulting the person who insulted us, we remain quiet and we offer it up to God. That is a penance that is acceptable to God. And this is what St. Paul says. We are debtors not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. But we must be debtors to the Spirit. Our Spirit, who is a debtor to the Spirit of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so these are very important things. And I find it very, very interesting that the more penances we do, the more we suffer, quietly, not showing off, the more graces that are granted to us. Just as, for instance, yesterday we were able to receive a plenary indulgence by which all of our purgatory is erased if we follow the law. Confession, communion, and prayers for the Supreme Pontiff. And he most definitely needs it in this day and age in which everything, he has inherited a total mess, and he knows it. And then, of course, We have other days this month, the 15th of the month, which is the solemn feast of the Assumption, body and soul of the Blessed Virgin Mary at the end of her life on earth. And of course, we shall speak about this on the 15th of August, which is that wondrous solemn feast. In Mary, all of salvation has been visited and is accomplished, especially in her Immaculate Conception and her Assumption into heaven, body and soul. And then, of course, we have other feasts, including the feast of today. Today is, it's not found in your missals because, for some reason or other, they left it out. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. Today is a very special day for us here in this parish and shrine. It is the feast of the finding of the sacred relics of Saint Stephen. And they were found together with Saint Joseph of Arimathea, Saint Gamaliel, the great doctor of Israel, Saint Joseph of Saint Abibon, and others. And of course, they died right after the ascension of Christ and the gift of the Holy Spirit. They died for Christ. They really suffered for Christ. They are debtors not to the flesh, but to the Spirit. And in the 5th century, St. Stephen was to appear to one of the priests of Jerusalem, and he was told, go to the bishop, the patriarch of Jerusalem, and tell him, this is where the relics of St. Stephen and his companions are. And so he went, and he got together some of his priests and servants with shovels and proper coffins, and then they dug where St. Stephen had pointed out. And lo and behold, their bodies were there. Of course, those relics, some of them were parted out to different churches. The relics of St. Stephen, one of them is in the beautiful Basilica of St. Juliana in Padua, right next door to the Basilica of St. Anthony of Padua. Some of them are in the Vatican and in other places, and the other saints the same way. But they are the relics, the real relics of our patron, St. Stephen. So today, we honor St. Stephen in a very, very special way. And so we'll have a few other ceremonies in his honor, as well as the other saints with whom he shed his blood and died for the sake of Christ. In addition, of course, we have later this month, as we shall mention and see, another day, which is a plenary indulgence day, and that is the feast of the Our Lady of the Assumption of Częstochowa, the Black Madonna of Częstochowa in Poland. And of course, she saved our parish years ago from evil people. And I told you a couple of weeks ago, and maybe last week too, there are always wicked, wicked people who are seated in the pews, who pretend to be holy, but who are wicked and belong to the devil. I hope none of you are, but there might be. There might be one or two or three or four, for all I know. And they try to destroy this parish, and they try to destroy me. And I said, well, I mean, what are we going to do? We have done nothing wrong, so do whatever you want. And then on the feast of Częstochowa, all of a sudden, there was a change. No predicting, nothing that we could possibly talk about that somebody said this or that or the other. It happened from above. And the bishop said, it's over. Forget about it. And I promised Our Lady that we would celebrate that day, the Feast of the Blessed Mother of Częstochowa, on August 26th, which we shall. And of course, I also promised, which I have kept, to go there myself. I have been several times and I've said Mass in Latin in front of the beautiful icon painted by St. Luke of Our Lady of Częstochowa, the Black Madonna of Częstochowa. And of course, we shall be singing her hymn in the next few weeks. If we are willing to lay down our lives for Christ, for His Mother, for His Church, God will take care of us. But we also need to keep our word. We need to keep our promises. We are debtors not to the flesh, but to the Spirit. And of course, we give thanks to God, because who would have said in the year 2003, when this took place, that we would still be here in 2025? Who would have said that we would be able to have the traditional Mass every day if we wanted it, which we do? Who was to say that we would grow, seeing the number of acolytes and the number of babies in our parish? And one of our visitors last week counted, don't worry about it, those are my happy noisemakers, counted 100 children here at Mass. 100. Can you imagine that? And so I see all these acolytes, and we have so many. There are some sick today, and some not here for whatever reason. We're going to have a fourth pew of acolytes. It reminds me of one of my visits in Paris to Saint Nicolas du Chardonnay, where they have about 100 acolytes, and they sit behind the altar in the presbytery, which is like half semicircular, and they come in. And some of them are much smaller than our smallest acolytes. And they are hilarious, because they're fooling around with their hands and God knows what through the whole Mass. But when His Excellency the Archbishop started this, he wanted it to be a place for the family, just as this place is for the family. And babies make family. Old people make family too, but they don't fool around too much, thank God. Or else, they meet me. But what a wonderful thing to have so many acolytes and to be growing. There'll be more in the next few weeks. What a blessing from God. And so we have so much to give thanks to God for on this feast of the finding of St. Stephen. And in the meantime, we need to continue to do everything we can to live holy lives according to the mind of our Lord, Our Lady, and St. Stephen and the Church. We must be debtors, not to the flesh, as some of you are, but we must be debtors to the Spirit of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.